Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It's time for the wisdom moment. You know, we want to be able to share the wisdom moment, and it is the 19th, and so we want to go to Proverbs chapter 19, mm-hmm. verse 11. And this is a really good word because it just helps us. It's all good. Everything in God's word is good.
That's right.
It's hard to pick just one to share.
Right.
But wisdom is so important that, you know, like I said, it's the proper application of knowledge. And getting this will help you apply what you know. And if you'll ask for wisdom, God will give you everything else. Because he said, you know, over and over again, he says there's nothing worse than somebody without wisdom in a place of leadership, somebody without wisdom having money, all these, a foolish man to have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be able to have good things in life from God, you know, to get some wisdom in your life, because God feels totally different about those who don't have wisdom because it's just squandered type things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Proverbs 19:11 reads, "A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is this man's glory."
Mm-hmm.
It says, "This man's glory to overlook an offense." Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, over and over again, you know, most people say, you know, "I can't believe that you're just letting that happen to you, and I can't believe what's going on." But wisdom, you know, the word patience means going through trials and inconveniences and delays and difficulty without complaining or grumbling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, John's a very patient man, right? All right. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Teresa's texting me. a wise man, a man's wisdom gives him the ability to go through difficulty, trials, delays, hardship, and just kind of continue to move along, which is so important because the world will tell you, shouldn't you be doing something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go say something to them. Why are you letting them steal from you? Mm-hmm. What's going on? You know, like, and it's like everything in your natural carnal self would say, well, yeah, you're right. But then God says, no, wisdom says that you'll just keep plugging along. And, you know, if somebody steals from you, you know, Jesus said, you know, let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, someone wants to borrow something from you. Just let them borrow it. You know, if somebody, you know, hits you in one cheek, turn the other cheek. This is a whole new thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been preached for a long time. Somebody bunches in one cheek, hire an attorney to take their cheek. You know, and so it's a whole, you know, a man's wisdom gives him patience. And so patience is, if you have wisdom, and that's what we want you to have, and we want to have it ourselves, is that we can go through this tsunami that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to need a lot of wisdom, and wisdom is going to give us patience to go through this thing.
Right.
It's going to give us patience to go through it. And somebody says, oh, you're going to die. He's like, hey, fear not, your life unto death. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You know, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter in the word of our testimony. And then he goes on to say, he says, it is to his glory. I mean, think about that. This is like the awe moment in heaven when God looks at you. It's to his glory to overlook an offense.
Right.
You know, think about that. That when somebody does something to offend you, that it's to your glory just to kind of go, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, do you want to share something on that? Because this is your expert.
You're right on.
Oh.
Amen to that.
You know, this is to your glory. This is to our glory to go, you know what? You know what? That, and believe me, there's a lot of people lined up to offend you.
All day long.
To offend you. You know, and there's a difference between being easily offended because we're not healed and we have wounds. But there's people that literally just come up and just shoot you. You know what I'm saying? They just shoot you. And it's like...
Yeah.
And it's amazing if you understand second heaven. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it because it's spiritual things. Mm-hmm. If you really understand, there's no way they could have known what they've known and said what they said with the tone they said unless they surrendered Satan had their tongue to say it. And when you can realize it wasn't They don't even know what they just did to you. That's why Jesus, when he was being nailed to the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All of second heaven was taking all those people over to be able to do that, and God was allowing it to take place. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus was aware of what was going on, so he didn't take offense at what was going on. I don't think, Pat, you ever been offended at all, ever? I got it right, Tracy. I mean, it's amazing, you know.
I'm sure there was a time.
He wakes up in the morning and angels like, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Really?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, I think it's so important that, you know, a man's wisdom gives him the ability to go through trials and difficulties and delays and agitations and all that without complaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Sometimes you feel obligated to complain. It's like, I think I'm supposed to complain here.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, have you ever complained before that, you know, it's like, I'm tired of hearing myself complain.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done that? It's like,
oh, yeah.
I can't believe they're not tired of it. I'm tired of hearing it. Yeah. Right. When you're tired of hearing yourself complain, you know, then it's like, something must be up. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you go, wait a minute. It's okay for all these bad things and difficulties and these delays and this. You know, an enemy is this. This is an enemy. Anybody that gets in the way of your plans.
Mm-hmm.
But God tells us to love our enemies. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is long-suffering. Your love keeps no records of how many times they offended you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so a man's wisdom gives him the ability to go through that without reacting in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And it's to our glory to overlook an offense. So when somebody is used by the adversary to offend you, it's an opportunity for us to worship God and say, you know what? This is going to be to my glory. This is going to be to my glory just to overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody tries to bring it up to you, you go, just let it go.
You know, don't be like a Velcro and let it stick. Oh,
you don't want it to stick. You just want to let it go because it's to your glory to be able to let it go. Today's Wisdom Moments, Proverbs 19:11. 19:11, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.